Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I am coming to you today as your go-to glow girl and girlfriend to help you stay inspired and stay motivated and stay positive and hopeful for 2020 and to not give up on yourself or this year. So I'm just bringing you some words of wisdom, some things that I have been reminding myself of that has really helped me to like stay positive and hopeful for this year, not give up on myself. And I wanted to share these things with you because they've been so helpful for me, and it's been helpful in changing, like shifting my mindset and not giving into the mess that is 2020. And I'm just sharing it with you girls today in hopes that it helps you just as much as it's helped me. We all know this year has been wild and crazy and in the absolute worst ways. There's just been so much going on. I don't even want to get into it all. But in terms of the lockdown, I know some states are feeling back to normal, but that's not the case in California. Yesterday, our governor shut us down once again, which in my personal opinion, I think that is a smart move, but I digress. The point I'm trying to make is we as a collective have not been able to catch a break at all this year. And it seems like once something has started to settle down, something else happens right after. And it's just been a whole chaotic mess. And with all of these injustices and deaths and tragic situation after situation, I know it can feel almost hopeless and helpless. I know many people are probably feeling like, what is the point in anything? Or feeling like this year is absolute trash, or like this year is canceled and they have just given up on themselves, given up on making this year better in any way. They've just completely canceled 2020. And trust me, I get it. I was in that same mindset for a time, and I have definitely felt the heaviness and the troubles of this year. And I'm definitely not speaking from a place of privilege at all, because I have experienced all there is to experience from this pandemic, from 2020 in general. And despite all of that, despite all of the craziness and the tragedies, I am here to tell you, we are not going to give up on 2020. We are not going to give up on ourselves. And no, we are just not going to do that, because that's not what glow girls do. That's not what living a glow life, a high vibrational life, is all about. And we're not just going to give in to what other people are saying or thinking. If other people want to believe that 2020 is a horrible year, it's canceled, it sucks, let them do them, but you do you and do not make that your truth. Words are magic and we are the magicians. And when we say things like 2020 sucks, it's a horrible year, can get this year get any worse, or things like that, we are making that our reality. And I'm not saying terrible and tragic things have not happened this year, because they have. But what I'm saying is, do not add on to the mess by saying these things. And I truly feel like this year is going to be make or break for a lot of people. We are literally in the face of adversity, and I have seen people thrive like never before during this time, and I have also seen people do the complete opposite. And with all that being said, in this episode, what I really want to talk about is how we can survive and thrive in 2020 and in the face of adversity. So the tips and tricks that I'm going to talk to you girls about are things that you can apply in any time in your life, not just 2020. But I feel like these tools have been really helpful during this time for myself. And I just want to say a quick disclaimer before I get into this episode and what I'm going to share, because I don't want to come off as insensitive or privileged or anything like that. And what I want to say is, I completely understand many people are going through different hardships and struggles right now. I understand people are worried and stressed about a lot. I understand that there is so much uncertainty about a lot of things, and there's a lot of back and forth. You know, we think that things are getting better and then they get worse, and I understand. And what I want to say is, it's okay to take a break during this time. It's okay if you aren't super productive during this time, it's okay if all you can do right now is the bare minimum, which is maybe showering and eating. It's okay. Don't let anyone make you feel guilty for not being at your 100% self. Don't let anyone shame you for not being as productive as you could be because you have free time or whatever. And especially do not shame yourself. That is like the biggest thing, is don't put guilt on yourself. Do not shame yourself for not being productive or for not feeling your best or for just doing the bare minimum. We are literally in shambles right now. Like the book in the Four Agreements says, you can only do your personal best, and sometimes your personal best is going to look different depending on how you feel, depending on your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. Your personal best is not always going to be the same. All that matters is that you do your personal best every single day and show yourself compassion. And I just wanted to say that because trust me, I get it. Not all of us are doing the absolute best, and that is okay. All I'm here to do is to help anyone who is feeling stuck or hopeless right now, because I know it's an easy cycle to get stuck in, and I just want to support anyone who is feeling like this right now. So just wanted to say that, and without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this episode. So I have about 9 tips for you girls on how we can survive and thrive in 2020 and in the face of adversity at any time in our lives. So these are things that will be helpful and useful to know when we are faced with any struggles in life. And these are also practical tips. These are things that some of these tips are things that I've mentioned in the past, but they're all relevant to right now. So I thought it was worth sharing once again. So my first tip is to have a strong spiritual practice or a strong faith, and whatever that is for you, whether you are a spiritual person, Christian, Catholic, Muslim, Buddhist, it doesn't matter what your faith is or what your practice is. The important thing here is to have a strong practice. And the reason that I say this is because it's in the moments of chaos where your spiritual practice or your faith is going to come through for you. And I have a perfect story for this. It actually happened this morning. So my boyfriend and I were heading out to my car, and we were going to go to the park to run. We get to my car and we see that the driver's side window has been broken into. It may come as a surprise that I actually did not react the way that you would think someone would react to their car window being broken into. When we first discovered this, we were obviously both kind of in shock, and we were like, really, like, why would anyone do this kind of thing? I was actually really, really calm. Like, I wasn't angry, I wasn't upset, I wasn't crying. I was pretty calm. Like I said, I was kind of like in shock, but then I took some deep breaths. Instead of complaining or being upset about what had happened, I just immediately got into, okay, what can I do about this? And I obviously called my insurance, took care of it, whatever. And I wasn't even upset. I was just like, okay, this happened, it is what it is. And the only thing that I could do about it is get my window replaced. Being upset about it is not going to do anything. Crying about it is not going to do anything. And I'm really grateful for my spiritual practice because it really helped me stay calm, cool, and collected during this time. Because when it happened, immediately the first thing that came to my mind was just take a deep breath, just take a deep breath. And once I did that, the next thing that came into my mind was everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for you, not to you. And reminding myself of this fact allowed me to keep myself from going into like a victim mentality and feeling sorry for myself and being angry. And I'm really grateful for that, because had this incident occurred before I had the spiritual practice that I have now, I know for a fact I would have freaked out. I would have been super angry and upset. I would have cried and broken down, and my whole day would have probably been ruined, and I would be in an extremely low vibe. But because I had the proper tools and techniques and what I like to call my spiritual toolbox, I knew exactly how to handle the situation, what to do, what to think, and because of that, I was able to maintain a high vibration even when something shitty happened, and and continue to go on with my day and be productive and do this episode and just still have a great day. And I know everything is fine. It's going to get taken care of and everything is going to work out and it's okay. And honestly, girls, I'm actually so grateful that this happened today, because last night as I was, you know, preparing for the next day, I was writing down what I wanted to talk about for this episode. And I wanted to talk about how to make 2020 a great year and how to survive and thrive. And, you know, I was just like jotting down ideas, and then this happened. And it's so funny because this happened and I thought, wow, like this is a perfect story to share in this episode. So I'm glad it happened so I can share with you girls that having a strong spiritual practice, a strong faith, like foundation, it will get you through some of the toughest times. So whether it's your car getting broken into, and by the way, they just broke my window. They didn't actually steal anything. So I was just kind of like, if you broke my window, you should have just taken something, you know, but they didn't. So I was grateful that they didn't steal anything. But then again, there wasn't anything in my car to steal. But again, I digress. So whether it's your car getting broken into, whether it's your job getting shut down again, whether it's, you know, being on lockdown again, whatever the situation is, whatever you are experiencing, lean on your spiritual practice, lean on your faith, go into your spiritual toolbox. Go into your spiritual toolbox, take out the techniques that you have learned and implement them in moments like this. So that is my first tip. Have a strong spiritual faith practice. My second tip is to stop stressing about the things you cannot control. And I've mentioned this so many times, and I will never stop mentioning it, because this is something that we need to engrave in our minds. There are so many things right now that are out of our control. And in a way, I'm glad that is, because I feel as humans, we have the tendency to want to control everything in our lives. And this moment in time is really forcing ourselves to let go of trying to control what is uncontrollable. And I think there is a valuable lesson here that we can all learn and carry with us forever, because there will be many times, even after 2020, where things happen that are not in our control. By us being able to surrender and just let things be, that saves us from extreme heartache, from overwhelm, from forcing things that are not meant to be, and it allows us to let things happen the way that they are meant to. And a quick example of this is, let's say you are in a relationship and deep down you know this relationship is not meant to be, it's not of your highest good, but you are forcing this relationship to be for whatever reason. Maybe it's because you don't want to be alone, maybe it's because you've been with this person for a while, maybe it's because you feel like you can't do better, whatever the reason is. There is a reason why you're trying to control forcing this relationship to be, but it is not meant to be. And when you force something like a relationship to be that is not meant to be, essentially what you're doing is you're blocking yourself and that other person from finding people that are best for you. And when you are able to, let's say, surrender that relationship and accept, okay, this relationship is not meant to be, you are opening up yourself to finding someone that is better suited for you and for that other person. And this is just an example of what it means to like block your blessings, or why it's important to learn to let go of the things that you cannot control and stop stressing about it. And my next tip is to focus on what you can control. And the things that we can control are our mindsets, our feelings, our actions and reactions. So remember what I said earlier in this episode, that words are magic and we are the magicians, and we, our mindset, our internal world, our thoughts are what is creating our realities. So this is why it's important that we control our mindsets and that we are not easily influenced by like other people and what their mindset is like. And then there's your feelings. So this is one that I still struggle with from time to time, because I am an emotional person and I have the tendency to react when my emotions are triggered, something that I'm still working on. But something that I know is that you can choose to feel whatever in any moment. So like when I realized that my car had gotten broken into, I chose to remain calm and collected in that moment. I could have easily reacted and been upset, but I chose not to. And same goes for anything else. You can choose to feel happy and grateful right now, even if things are not exactly how you want them to be, or if things are, you know, kind of uncertain, despite what's going out in the outside world, you can still choose to feel anything that you want to feel. And even if you are feeling sad or upset or angry, you can choose to shift your feelings into something better. And something that I've talked about in a previous episode, I don't remember what episode it is, but I talk about like an emotional ladder. So every feeling is a certain vibration. So obviously like gratitude and joy are at the top of the ladder. And then feelings like jealousy and anger and bitterness are at near the bottom of the ladder. And so let's say that you, at the moment, you are feeling anger. Sometimes it's not realistic to go from feeling anger to feeling full gratitude and joy. And I get that. So instead of trying to shift your feelings from anger to gratitude, maybe try and shift your feelings from anger to maybe sadness, and then working from sadness to maybe being content, and then working from being content to being, I don't know what, know all of the feelings. But like, the point I'm trying to make is when you are in the process of trying to shift your feelings, instead of trying to shift it into something that is unrealistic, start out slowly. By doing that, it allows you to tangibly and realistically shift your feelings. And that has been such a helpful tool and tip to keep in mind when I am feeling more low vibrational and it's less pressure on myself to be happy. As long as I'm slowly improving my mood, to me, that's good enough. And then your actions and reactions. And example of this is, let's say your gyms are closed, like mine closed down. Okay, I may not be able to control the fact that the gyms are closed, but I can still control what I do about it. And that for me is choosing to work out outside, run in the park, or work out in my apartment. Realizing you always have a choice. Even if you can't control what exactly is happening in the moment, you always have a choice of how you are going to react to that situation or what you're going to do about it. It's important to know that we always have a choice. And by knowing and understanding you have choices, whether it's with your mindset or your feelings or your actions, that helps to not get stuck in a victim mindset. It's really difficult to realize that you have choices when you are stuck in a mindset mentality, when you are stuck in a victim mentality, because you are so focused on the problem and how it's affecting you that you are not able to see the solutions that are available to you. And my next tip is to focus on the little goals as opposed to the bigger ones. And the reason why I'm saying this is because of the fact that things are really uncertain. And because of that, it makes it very hard to plan like really big goals, like a wedding or, you know, something really far out in the future, because we don't even know what the future is going to look like or what's going to happen and things like that. So for someone like me who is an avid like goal planner and goal getter, and I like to work towards my goals, what I have been doing that has been super helpful is taking a look at my overall life goals and like my bigger manifestations and things like that. And I've been seeing what little things I can do right now that are still gonna bring me closer to what I want. And just focusing on what I can do right now in this moment, as opposed to worrying about, you know, the future and the plans that I have, because things are just so all over the place. I feel if you try and focus on those bigger future goals, you're just gonna cause yourself stress and anxiety, because those things are literally quite out of our control at this moment. But that doesn't mean you should just forget about them. It just means maybe shift your focus a little bit. Okay, and my fifth tip is to work on your personal development. So of course, as a personal development junkie and a life coach, I have to say this, but I feel like this is the perfect time to work on yourself, to reinvent yourself, to really get to know yourself, whether it's your self-love, your mindset, your money beliefs, maybe working on like your artistic skills, learning something new for fun or for your career. This is the perfect time to work on yourself, and it's never a bad time to work on yourself. It's never a bad thing to invest in yourself, and there will always be a payoff in working on yourself. And the thing that I truly love about personal development is there are so many different ways that we can work on ourselves. There is literally a medium for every person. So whether you prefer podcast or journaling or doing courses or maybe virtual workshops, since we can't really do things in person or reading or videos. There is like literally something out there for everyone. And I guess the reason why I'm such a big advocate for personal development is because of the impact it has had on my life. And I know I would not be the person that I am, be the person I am becoming, live the life that I have, and all of that had I not focused on my personal development. And if you want to change anything in your life, whether it's your income level, your social life, your relationships with yourself or with others, your career, your overall happiness in life, anything, either whether it's material wise or energetically speaking, you need to do the inner work first. And I always say this, and I will always be an advocate for personal development because it is fucking powerful. Anyways, moving on to the next tip is to just get creative or simply try something new. And this is just a pretty straightforward tip. I feel like when we become adults, we have responsibilities, we get big girl jobs, we start a family, whatever, we forget to be creative and tap into that. And maybe not everyone will resonate with this tip because I know some people are more creative than others. But personally for me, I am such a creative girl. And this quarantine has really helped me tap into my creative energy. As a little girl, I used to be so creative. I used to love doing like home videos and DIY projects and stuff like that. And I have refound my love for all of this stuff. And it's been helping me, and I've been applying it to my career, and that's been really amazing for me. And I've been doing things like DIY photo shoots and filming and creating like visual content and videos and things like that that I used to do as a kid. And it's just been so much fun to tap into all that. Okay, and I believe this is my 7th tip, and it's to declutter and disconnect. So if there has ever been a perfect time to take inventory of your friends, your family, your timeline, your closet, the food in your fridge, it is now. Because so much is changing in our society, within ourselves, and I can guarantee the person you were before 2020 and the person you will be after is not or will not be the same. With that being said, some things are gonna have to go, and I think it's important to take this time, this whole year, to take inventory of our inner circle, of the things that we're consuming, of the people we hang around with, of the thoughts that we tell ourselves, of literally every single thing in our lives, and see what no longer is in alignment to who we are. The important thing here is to take inventory, declutter, and disconnect. And by disconnect, I mean disconnect from people if you need to, disconnect from social media if you need to, disconnect from the outside world whenever you need to. If you need to take time for you, do it without guilt, do it without shame, do it in the name of self-care. And my next tip, which is the exact opposite of what I just said, is to stay connected. So the reason why I'm sharing these two tips is because it's important to have a balance. You know, if we stay too disconnected from the world, or we like declutter everything and everyone in our lives, that can also be somewhat unhealthy. But so it's important to stay connected. And even as an introvert myself, I know that connection is so important for the human experience. It's something that this quarantine has made me realize, because I was definitely horrible in keeping touch with friends or family. Like, I wasn't the type of person who made time for them. And now I realize the importance in doing so. And when we have connection with the right people, that adds more magic into our lives, and that adds more value into our own lives. So maybe if you feel like current people you have in your life, they don't add value, maybe that's a sign that you don't have the right people in your life. Because I promise, when you are surrounded by the right people, it's so fulfilling and it's so energizing. Because as an introvert, when I am around too many people, it could be really draining for me. But when I am around the right people, it isn't. So that's been a sign that I have like looked out for. But yes, connection is so important. Community is so important, especially now more than ever. Learning to be compassionate and kind with one another is so important. And I think that's something that we're all learning, the importance of community and staying connected. And again, it's just about finding the balance in staying connected and disconnecting when you need to fill your cup up. I know that saying's overplayed, but it is true. And my last and final tip on how to survive and thrive during 2020 and in the face of adversity in general is finding the beauty in the little things / cultivating gratitude. So I have a whole podcast episode on this. I think it's episode 38. It's called Finding Beauty in the Everyday and Remaining High Vibe Around Low Vibes. If you want to listen more on that topic, definitely check it out. But just to reiterate what I talked about in that episode, I feel like many of us feel unhappy or unsatisfied in life from time to time because we are blinded to our blessings. And if I'm blunt, I know many of us, and I have been one of these people, are extremely ungrateful or have moments where we can be ungrateful. We tend to focus on what we don't have rather than what we do have. We focus on what's going wrong rather than what is going right. We complain more than we give appreciation. And just going through life in this way is what causes us to feel unhappy in our own lives. And this is where the whole idea of the grass is greener on the other side comes to play. I have also been reminded of all the little things in my life that I have taken for granted. And some of example of these things are just waking up in my beautiful apartment with the natural lighting beaming in, which is something that I've always wanted. Being able to walk to my favorite coffee shop, spending time with my family and cooking my favorite meal while my favorite TV show is playing in the background, working out because I can, not because I have to, having clothes that I love, just all these little minor things that we take for granted or that we forget about. But by reminding myself of how much I love and appreciate these little everyday things, it has elevated my mood so much so, and also just my everyday life experience. So when I wake up in the morning, I literally look around and just feel so much gratitude for my space that I have cultivated for myself. When I'm walking to my coffee shop and I have that first sip of coffee, I literally feel so much like high vibes and gratitude being infused into my body as I'm sipping that first sip of coffee, and I'm not exaggerating. And just those little moments and appreciating and noticing those little moments change my everyday experience, and allows me to feel more joy and happiness in my everyday life. And I think, you know, often we think of blessings as these bigger things, like getting a car, getting a house, getting a job, getting a relationship, which, yes, these are blessings, they're beautiful blessings, but blessings are also in the little things too. And when we remind ourselves of these blessings, it's easier to be in the state of gratitude. And when we are constantly in the state of gratitude, we are attracting more beautiful blessings into our lives, and it becomes this beautiful little cycle of blessings and blessings. Last thing I want to say is we cannot control how this year plays out. We cannot control the events that transpire, but we can control fully how we allow these things to affect us mentally, physically, spiritually, how we react to these things, how we choose to perceive these things. It is all under our control. And I know in the end of this, the people who choose to rise up above the chaos are going to survive and thrive after this. And I just hope that you choose to be the people who survive and thrive and make it, and not allow 2020 to break you. And I just wanted to say that because we are so much more powerful than we know. Our minds are powerful. We are powerful. Everything always happens for a reason. I know it can be easy to think that everything just sucks and we're victims, but we're really not. And everything is happening for us to teach us something, to make us grow. And we only grow when we are uncomfortable. And many of us are uncomfortable right now. And that is because we are growing. This is kind of why I'm so, in a way, grateful for how 2020 has been going, because I feel we are growing and evolving as a collective. You know, we each are all on our own individual journeys, and we're constantly evolving and growing, but to see our collective evolving and growing is kind of beautiful. And I know in the end, we will be better and wiser people because of it. And just keep the faith, utilize these tips that I have mentioned. Don't forget, you know, what's in your spiritual toolbox. Don't forget your faith. And that is all I have to say, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.